Harper Audio presents The Disappearance of Mr. Davenheim, a Hercule Poirot short story by Agatha Christie, performed by David Suchet.
The Disappearance of Mr. Davenheim. Poirot and I were expecting our old friend Inspector Japp of Scotland Yard to tea. We were sitting round the tea table awaiting his arrival. Poirot had just finished carefully straightening the cups and saucers which our landlady was in the habit of throwing rather than placing on the table. He had also breathed heavily on the metal teapot and polished it with a silk handkerchief. The kettle was on the boil, and a small enamel saucepan beside it contained some thick, sweet chocolate, which was more to Poirot's palate than what he described as your English poison. A sharp rat-tat sounded below, and a few minutes afterwards Japp entered briskly. "Hope I'm not late," he said as he greeted us. "To tell the truth, I was yarning with Miller, the man who's in charge of the Davenheim case." I pricked up my ears. For the last 3 days the papers had been full of the strange disappearance of Mr. Davenheim, senior partner of Davenheim and Salmon, the well-known bankers and financiers. On Saturday last he'd walked out of his house and had never been seen since. I looked forward to extracting some interesting details from Japp. "Look, I should have thought," I remarked, "that it would be almost impossible for anyone to disappear nowadays." Poirot moved a plate of bread and butter, the eighth of an inch, and said sharply,
"Be exact, my friend. What do you mean by disappear? To which class of disappearance are you referring?"
"Are disappearances classified and labelled, then?" I laughed. Japp smiled also. Poirot frowned at both of us.
"But certainly they are. They fall into three categories. First, and most common, the voluntary disappearance. Second, the much-abused loss-of-memory case, rare but occasionally genuine. Third, murder, and a more or less successful disposal of the body. Do you refer to all three as impossible of execution?"
"Well, very nearly so, I should think.
You might lose your own memory, but someone would be sure to recognize you, especially in the case of a well-known man like Davenheim. Then bodies can't be made to vanish into thin air. Sooner or later they turn up concealed in lonely places or in trunks. Murder will out. In the same way, the absconding clerk or the domestic defaulter is bound to be run down in these days of wireless telegraphy. He can be headed off from foreign countries, ports and railway stations are watched, and as for concealment in this country, his features and appearance will be known to everyone who reads a daily newspaper. He's up against..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?